Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time to ask the CLO. Let's do it, Steve. CLO, Dawson in Baltimore says, I moved in with my boyfriend, and as I was cleaning out a drawer to put my stuff in, I found a lease with my boyfriend's mama's name on it. I had my own place in my name before I moved in here. Why didn't he mention this info to me?
What he got? Oh, so she's saying that the place they live in now is in his mama's name?
Yep. And she moved out her own place.
Yeah.
He got what?
He got, you now live with somebody with bad credit. That ain't the only thing. Wait till the electric bill come to the house.
Who's that name on that?
That's probably his niece's name. That's his niece's name. And then he got the gas cut on in his little brother name. This boy right here, yeah.
So she wants to know why he didn't tell her. Why didn't he mention it to her?
Because you wouldn't have moved in.
No.
Yeah, what? Ta-da.
We need to put that lease somewhere because it's sitting in that drawer, evidently. He didn't realize all that was going on.
Yeah, he needs to find another spot for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Taylor in Gulfport. My husband asked me for a threesome. Then he said he was playing when I cursed him out. I haven't been able to sleep since then, and he's bought me several makeup gifts. Do husbands play about stuff like this, or is it really on his to-do list?
None on this show.
Okay, not my husband.
Ain't nobody asking their wife that.
So was he playing or was he serious, y'all?
He was trying to test the waters. That's what he was trying to do.
To see if she would go for it.
Just playing. Girl.
You thought I was serious. Yeah.
Now, she'd have said, well, you know, I'd like to try it too. Oh, hey.
They've been right there with it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he in a world of trouble. I don't know what made his stupid ass try that, though.
He tried it, though.
Yeah. Well, she's not for that. Let's move on to Demetrius in Augusta. I'm a barber, and a 16-year-old client told me he might have a baby on the way, and he didn't have anyone to talk to. I know his pops, and I feel like he should talk to his dad. I don't want to leave this kid hanging, so what should I do?
It's a serious question.
I didn't understand that. Say it again, please.
Okay, this guy, Demetrius in Augusta. He's a barber, and a 16-year-old, one of his clients is 16 years old, and he might have a baby on the way, and he didn't have anyone to talk to. So the barber, Demetrius, is saying, I know his pops, and I feel like he should talk to his dad. I don't want to leave this kid hanging, so what should I do?
You got to convince the kid to talk to his father. See, that's the part about parenting that's hard. They don't come to us before the problem.
No.
They come to us when the problem is a full-blown, full swing, damn near out of control.
Yep. Oh, God.
But you not addressing it, only makes it worse. Because the young lady's not going to get unpregnant. So the further you wait, then you'll mess around, then the baby here. Then you going in your father, you a grandfather. Hold up, man. Come on. Come on. But see, that's what young people do, man. They get in these situations and then they don't want to dance to the music, so they look around it. You gotta get your father involved in this right now. Cause your father has a response.
Why you hide 9 months, man? Please.
You're not finna do it. You feel it, you really ain't finna hide this baby.
Well, but Steve, CLO, the letter is for the barber. He knows the boy, so he's trying to say, what should he say? Should he tell the dad, or should he try to just convince this boy? What could he say to the boy to talk to the dad?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he should try to convince the boy to go to
talk to
his father.
Dad. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Or just play mediator and say, hey, man, come down to the shop and then have the kid there and go, hey, man, look, I love both of y'all. I just think it's something you want to share with your father to help him get to that point.
Yeah.
And it might be better if you there too, in case your father try to kill him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah. Don't be upset.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Felicia in Chicago. There's a woman in my neighborhood that's running a cafe out of her house. Men come in and out all night. I caught my husband coming from there, and he was proud of his plate of fried chicken. Was he just over there for the chicken?
Wait, coming out of where for the chicken?
This woman's house in the neighborhood. She's running a cafe out of her house.
Oh, well, that's all it is. He went over there and get some chicken. He came out with the chicken, proud of it. That's all. He just went over there and get some chicken. But she run a cafe at the house.
Yeah.
Look at me, twist mouth.
She gonna want some of the chicken one of these nights.
Oh, whoa. If she know the woman runs a cafe out of his house, and everybody else know, when he came out of there with a plate of food, what was the problem?
Men come in and out all night.
What you think is a problem? Night? What you think it is?
Yeah. Something else going on besides fried chicken.
No, it's just a little
chicken.
Well, maybe the chicken is the cover.
That's what the wife feels. That's what Felicia thinks. So she's saying her husband is saying he's proud of his plate of fried chicken. Was he just over there for the chicken? That's what she wants to know. See,
I'm going to go with I'm over there for the chicken, definitely.
Because you're a man. Because it's the chicken good.
Mm-hmm. It's just the chicken. That's all.
That's
but
what y'all going to ride with.
Just men coming out of there? See, that's...
Yeah. Who is that?
Mm-hmm. Most brothels have good chicken, though. They do. They make sure.
And you know this how?
I read up on this kind of stuff.
Oh,
wait a minute.
You Google?
Most brothels have good chicken. Boy,
you say you read up on this type of stuff, Tommy? That's how I know. I read on this.
Which brothel has the best fried chicken? That's what you Google.
We just found out.
He caught it at the last second.
Yeah, I would. Most brothers have good fried chicken.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's your nephew over there.
Yeah, once you get caught coming out of brothel, you can quit talking about the chicken.
Don't bring the chicken up.
Yeah.
So Felicia, what can she do? She gonna have to check it out.
She need to go over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's gonna have to check it out.
Yeah.
No, first of all, just go over there and see how long it take to get the chicken.
Come on, Felicia. Come on. Bye, Felicia.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG. I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.